Well, we're going to look at God's Word this morning as well. If you have a Bible with you, you can open it to the book of Philemon. We're just going to read this book of Philemon. It's a short book. It's only 25 verses. It's packed with some really wonderful things, though, that we're going to see this morning. Like I said, just such a wonderful opportunity being together here with all of you people, with the love of God being so prevalent and with the word being shared this weekend. It's just a tremendous, wonderful time. We're going to look at this book of Philemon and see just how important it is that that love of God is prevalent, and that with what we have to give and share with one another should just be so evident in our everyday lives and our walk with one another in the body of Christ. It says in the book of Philemon, verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Dearly beloved and fellow laborer. He didn't just address anyone this way. This wasn't any ordinary disciple. This was somebody who the apostle Paul and Timothy had toiled with, someone who they had labored with, someone who they had a great mutual respect for. Verse 2, it says, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. And isn't that something wonderful that we could do for each other as well, is to thank God for each other. When the thought of a person crosses your mind, you just thank God for their life. You're just so grateful that God has placed you in the same age, the same location, the same day and time as them, to be able to have a relationship with one another, to have fellowship and joy with one another. The thought of someone crosses your mind, you just pray for them. You just thank God for them. Verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith, that word communication is the word fellowship. It's a sharing relationship. That fellowship of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That fellowship, that sharing relationship, it should be one of looking for the very best in one another. Where you see that person, you acknowledge every good thing that's in them. Look at what God has done for this person in their life. Look and just be at awe at the wonderful things that God has done so that this person could be living the life that they're living. Verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. What a great thing. I mean, if that's the only verse ever written about somebody in God's word, what an enormous thing. That the bowels of the saints, that seat of their emotions, just the innermost part of their being, is just refreshed by their presence, by their love. That's how it is when you're with a believer who's genuinely loving you with the love of God, thinking the very best of you, who's uplifting you, who's encouraging you, who's comforting you. It's just refreshing to be around those people. Verse 8, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul's saying, Philemon, I need to confront you about something, and I'm going to do it in the most loving way possible here. He says, I've got every right to put you in your place and to tell you where you've been wrong, but out of love, for love's sake, I'm going to expect that you're going to hear me out and that you're going to do exactly as I'm asking. Verse 9, again, it says, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee. I'm lovingly imploring you here. Verse 10, it says, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. This guy, Onesimus, was somebody who the apostle Paul had taught. It says he's begotten in his bonds. It's somebody that Paul was his father in the word, so to speak. This man Onesimus was somebody that Paul loved dearly. Verse 11, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. This man Onesimus, for whatever reason, at some point in time, there had been a rift between Philemon and Onesimus, and Philemon considered this man Onesimus as someone who was unprofitable, someone who was of no benefit. And that's a really hard place for someone to be. When a believer is in a position where in another believer's eyes they're considered unprofitable, that's a really troubling thing. And that's bondage. That's one form of great bondage. It says that he's considered thee unprofitable, but now he's profitable to thee and to me. Verse 12, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that he is mine own bowels. He's saying, Philemon, I want you to receive this man Onesimus, not just like the man that you know as him as, but I want you to receive him like you're receiving me, like you're receiving my own bowels. I want you to receive him like you're receiving me. Verse 13, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. He's saying, I would have just kept him here with me, Philemon, but it's more important that he's with you right now. It says in 1 Corinthians, and you don't have to turn there, but 1 Corinthians 12:25 says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And that's God's heart. That's God's desire, that there's no schism. God doesn't want any division. God doesn't want two people at odds with each other. He doesn't want there to be a rift, any sort of chasm between two believers. He wants us to receive one another. He wants us to see the very best in one another. He wants us to treat each other with great love, with great care, great compassion, and look for the best in one another. Verse 14, but without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me. Reminds me a lot of what Michael shared last night. You know, that slave that had been freed, that slave, you know, it was determined that he would never again be in any bondage whatsoever. It says here that this man, Onesimus, was to be received by Philemon, not as a servant, not anymore as a slave, but as a brother, as someone who he would see as even greater than he had ever seen him previously. He's elevated. Especially to me, we're still in verse 16, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Verse 17, if thou count me therefore a partner, he's saying, Philemon, if you consider me your companion, then receive him as myself. Verse 18, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. He's saying, whatever he's wronged you, whatever he's done, whatever, you know, injustice he's caused, whatever trouble he's made, he's saying, put that on my account. I will repay it. I'll take care of you for it. But then it says in verse 19, I do not say to thee how thou owest me, even thine own self besides. Said Philemon, I don't think I have to remind you that you owe me your very life. Verse 20. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. He's saying, I know you, Philemon. You're not someone who's just going to do the bare minimum. You're going to go above and beyond. This is what I'm asking of you, and I trust that you're going to go even farther. Verse 22, but withal, prepare me also a lodging. I love this. Get your guest room ready. I'm coming. For I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And that's such a tremendous and wonderful thing for us to be together and to be in unity with each other, that there's no rifts between us, there's no chasm, there's no divide, that we think the best of each other, that we see the best in each other, that when the thought of another believer crosses your mind, you thank God for their life. You're just so grateful that that person has been placed in the same day and age as you have. And for us to be together here this weekend should just be a tremendous, wonderful example of all of that for believers that can be like-minded on God's word and that can be in unity with one another, that we can enjoy this wonderful opportunity to fellowship with each other and to see the very best in each other, to edify one another, to uplift each other, to bless each other, to love each other. What a great opportunity we have. Well, I'll pray. Father, thank you so much for this day ahead. Thank you for each and every person that's here at this advance and for you taking care of our hearts and helping us, Father, this weekend to be filled with your great love, with your word, and to see things in your word that are going to help us in our lives and our day-by-day walk that we can apply and we can really reap the benefits of. Thankful, Father, for this great body of Christ that you've called us to. Thankful for your Son and for all that he did so that we could have this life that we're living today. And we just thank you so much for making this available so that until your Son tarries, we can always be reminded of the great joy it is being part of your family and having your word at the center of all of it. Thanks for this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.